This is a CJSIN podcast, and I am Lagu Androga from the Mayo Clinic Division of Nephrology in Rochester, Minnesota. I am honored to present our article titled Provider Perspectives and Clinical Outcomes with Inpatient Telenephrology. Despite the recent dramatic increase in provisions of virtual nephrology care, only anecdotal reports of outcomes without comparators to usual care exist in the literature. Our study aimed to evaluate whether inpatient nephrology care provided via hybrid care model versus standard care differed. Hybrid nephrology care was defined as telenephrology plus face-to-face, while standard care refers to only face-to-face care. We compared outcomes in patients who received inpatient hybrid care versus standard nephrology care at two Mayo Clinic Health System community hospitals. Outcomes were then additionally compared to those patients receiving care at another Mayo Clinic Health System site where only standard care is available. Outcomes of interest were 30-day mortality, length of hospitalization, number of readmissions, odds of being prescribed dialysis, and the number of hospital transfers. Structured surveys were used to assess the perspectives of non-nephrology providers and telenephrologists. Of 850 patients, 194 received hybrid care. There were no significant differences between the hybrid and the standard care groups in the measured outcomes of number of hospital transfers, length of stay, 30-day readmissions, death within 30 days of initial consult, or the number of dialysis procedures. The same results held with analysis adjusted for demographics and confounders. A majority of surveyed telenephrologists consider telenephrology to be safe, efficient, and in fact spent less time on providing care via telenephrology compared to face-to-face. Non-nephrology providers also found telenephrology to be safe, efficient, influential in reducing patient morbidity, and were satisfied with the telenephrology response time. In conclusion, outcomes for in-hospital telenephrology consults were similar between hybrid and standard care, and it was well received by non-nephrology hospital providers and telenephrologists. This work suggests that provision of inpatient telenephrology care is not only possible, but is effective and safe.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.